Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is David A. from Poway.
Woo-hoo! I'm an alcoholic. My name's David.
Hi, David.
And I'm not from Poway. My business is in Poway, but that's okay. I drank and used every day for a really long time. I got here at 40, and when I first got in the program, I thought, I only used and drank really heavy for 10 years. And the longer I'm sober, the longer I see that, I drank and used really heavy for probably 20, 25 years. And that's just all part of my disease. My brain tells me that I don't have a problem, that I'm not really an alcoholic and there's really nothing wrong and that everything's okay and that, all the normal stuff, the same stuff that you guys go through. Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a life today beyond my wildest dreams. And my wife asked me really not to share too much about that because she's already heard the story, but that's a huge part of my story. I mean, I'm comfortable today, which I wasn't when I got here. I was extremely uncomfortable. I was fear-driven and shame-bound, if you know what that means. Scared to death of everything. I would, from the time I was a child, I was like that. I can remember back in, I think it was the fifth grade, I got in an altercation with another kid, and we were going to have a fight after school. And, the normal process of that is you start to have some anticipated aggravation, and slowly you build up into fear. Well, I went right from there's going to be a fight to red line. I was scared to death, and it's just not normal. I look back at it now and think that I had a problem way back then, before I ever picked up a drug or a drink. It's not like that today. Today I've got a life that's just, it's unreal. And it's because of working the steps, getting a sponsor. I've got the best sponsor in the world, by the way. I know you guys all think you do, but I do. And it was a godsend. God gives you people in your life that you need. And we worked together and worked the steps and eventually ended up with a friendship. And it's been 7 years. My sobriety date is February 2nd, 2001. The last spree before I got sober was Christmas. I remember I took a couple of days off before Christmas and after Christmas because I was so sick from alcohol poisoning that all I did was lay in bed and drink. I know I bought my son, he was 16, I bought him a drum set, and I was so wasted that I couldn't put it together. I couldn't put it together. I got up at one point in between going to the store and buying the booze and coming back and laying down and trying to sleep and trying to get well that he had it all put together. I looked over and there was the drum set put together, and he was messing around with it. And his whole life was like that, Dad would check in and out. And I didn't realize what I had done until I got here and got sober. My sponsor said, anytime you drank or used, you weren't there for your family. And the first couple of times I heard that, really aggravated me, made me angry. But, that really is the truth. Every time I got high or got loaded, I wasn't there for my kids or for, whoever I was with. I was off in la-la land, I never really wanted to be a blackout drinker. I didn't start off to be a blackout drinker. I just wanted to feel okay. So, and it started off gradually. A six-pack would do it most of the time. And then it went from a six-pack to a 12-pack. And then it went from a 12-pack to, shots of alcohol because I just couldn't get the desired effect. And then weekends, I worked a job. Thank God I worked a job, because if I hadn't had a job, I'd probably be dead. I didn't drink when I worked because I couldn't drink. If I started in the morning, I wouldn't stop. And if I started and didn't stop, I wouldn't have a job very long. And I had a family to take care of. So, but weekends, the last few years, weekends got really bad. It was Friday night at 5 o'clock. I'd stop at the favorite liquor store, buy whatever I was going to buy, and would continue to drink until Sunday that I passed out. And then, start over again on the next weekend. You can only do that so long. You can only beat your body up so long until, things happen. There's repercussions for your actions. So I came in here, I was pretty sick, and I was pretty messed up. I was spiritually bankrupt. I didn't really have a belief system. And all that kind of stuff changed in Alcoholics Anonymous slowly. My spiritual awakenings were real gradual. I guess some people have the burning bush, where they walk up and they see the light and everything's better and everything's good. Mine wasn't like that. I had a lot of small spiritual awakenings through the steps, through sponsorship, through writing. And Today my life is just, it's unreal. I mean, I really have a good life today. There are no big deals in my life. There's no fluctuations. My highs and lows used to be really high and low. You know, you could have said I was manic depressive. I wasn't, but I mean, that's the way I reacted to things. And today it's just not like that. You know, it's a peace inside that I have today that I didn't used to have. It's knowing that I'm going to be okay today no matter what happens. It's knowing that somebody else is in charge and it's not me. It's having a circle of friends. It's being able to be a husband and a dad and, you know, somebody that people can call and look up to. My daughter ran away from home at 16 because of my drinking. And she's back in my life today. She's 25. And it's taken a while to get her back in my life, but she's back in my life today. And when she has a problem, the first person she calls is me. I was really flabbergasted. She said something drastic happened about a month ago. And she called me up and I said, well, did you call so-and-so? She goes, no, Dad, I called you first. And I went, wow, that's huge. Because before I was last on the list. I was the last phone number that anybody would call. Because it was usually, I was self-centered and I was in the bottle, you know. I got a business in Poway, and I work in the automotive trade. The business that I now own, or that I'm buying, I got sold to me from the previous owners with no money down, and they carried the papers. That was 3 years into my recovery. That would have never happened if I'd have been drunk. Never would they have said, hey, Dave, you want to buy $250,000 business and we're going to carry the papers? And by the way, that wouldn't have happened. So, you know, it's just, if you just stay sober and don't drink one day at a time, you can get all kinds of neat stuff. You know, the stuff comes back. The stuff comes back. I got sober at the Lemon Grove Alano Club. And I didn't get to go to detox. I went to Lemon Grove Alano Club, and that was the best place for me because I got to meet my sponsor there. At about 90 days, I asked him if he'd be my sponsor, and he said he gave me some work to do. He asked me to read the first 164 pages and underline the word must, and then come back and tell me how many times must is repeated in the first 164 pages. And what he was trying to do was to see if I was willing to do it. So it took a month or two, as I remember, because I'd read a couple of pages and fall asleep, and it was really hard to understand. You know, it was kind of archaic, especially coming off of a drunk. It was like, I just couldn't read this stuff, and I couldn't absorb it. But today, it was funny, a couple of days ago, I read A Vision for You, and I did it in about 30 minutes, and I understood what I read. So I've come such a long way from where I was at originally. I can't really think of anything else either. So I guess I'm going to stop.